Here, as usual, is the Mercurial, Joseph Up the Arse. You can follow him on Twitter at I Hate Your Club. Welcome to the Pinecast is Suze. You can follow her at Shake Your Halo Down. I'm not going to spell it out. You can see it in the post. Welcome, Suze. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Yeah. No one ever calls me that.
I was like, what's so funny about that? This guy, easily amused. Like, gentlemen.
It's a loose term.
It is a loose term, especially in regards to this scoundrel.
Like it, loose.
Yeah. Loose. There's no sarcasm at all.
Loosey goosey, just the way you like your women. That's terrible.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's okay. So it's been quite the week in the Arsenal world. We've had two fixtures, two wins, two big wins. Important. Well, hey, this guy shakes his head.
A win.
All right. Full.
Yes, because we had to bounce back.
Yeah, we need to bounce back. So we had two matches. Fulham away. Impressive, you know, convincing win, 3-1. And then securing our Champions League for the 16th year in a row, I believe, right? Against Fenerbahce.
Stage, yeah.
In the group stages after. So things are on the up and up, right?
Fulham. So what did you think about the Fulham match?
I really like our fluency in attack. It seems to be a lot of cohesion. Something, a point that you've alluded to over and over again, Joseph, is the you look at the cohesion in the side and the fact that they've played together for now a year or two, and you really see a better flow within the team, I think, you know. Like our, and it seems like a bit of our incisive one-touch football has kind of come back, and that's really been refreshing to see.
Yeah, I mean, I think it hopefully just continues to get better. You know, who do we have? Giroud and was it Poldy with two?
Yeah, Poldy with two. Poldy with a brace.
Yeah.
Poldy with a big brace to answer all the critics after the day after, you know, all the rumors about him leaving to Schalke on loan. which looks like that's scuppered now. Suze, what do you think about the Fulham match? We needed a big response, and we got a result from the team. How do you feel they did?
I think they did. You know, it was nice to watch because there's clearly a chemistry that I think that has built on the players. Like they, to your point, you know, they really kind of gelled, and they're coming together as a team. You know, I think Villa. I don't want to say it was like a case of the nerves or an anomaly or anything like that, because that I would be letting them off the hook for a shitty performance. But, you know, it's the first match of the season. They, you know, Villa came out rather thuggish. We had shit refereeing, which we all are fully aware of, including the FA was obviously as well. But I think you saw when they went to Turkey how, you know, they got their rhythm. You know, they kind of got in a rhythm. You know, I thought Rambo was just impressive both games, which is so weird to say.
Is it that weird? Were you one of his big, were you one of the people that were
slating him
for the past couple seasons?
But it's so hard to come back from an injury like he had.
Yeah.
And be so impactful so quickly. I mean, I think he lost a lot of confidence coming back. I think that it was like there was a psychological barrier he had to address. And it's clear in how he plays. I mean, he just gets up and goes, like, he gets on with it. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't throw his hands up. Yeah. I mean, he's mentally back in the game in a way that I don't think he was. Definitely not the first half of last year.
Yeah, well, I think he was pressing, you know, and when you're pressing, things just don't come off, you know. And obviously, I think he's always had the determination to succeed, and he's always fought hard. You can see, I mean, I love his attitude. I love his work rate, and that's always something that we've liked, you know, from him, his work rate and his industry. And one thing we always said was that, well, once he adds the goals, we're really going to see, you know, we started seeing the performances in terms of, and getting a payoff in that sense, in terms of his overall performance in the game towards the end of last season. But this season so far now, what he's on, he's nearly what? He's probably tied for leading goals, right? Giroud's got three. He's got three, you know?
Three.
Right? So you know, I'm not saying he's going to be a 20-goal midfielder, but, I mean, he has that kind of potential. I've always seen him as a box-to-box kind of runner. I've always seen him being like a Gerrard once he starts scoring goals.
If you can arrive late in the box and be there and put him away like he did.
Right, exactly.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, you can be that guy. It's just a matter of being more
clear. We're not expecting him to make a slaloming run, you know, through everybody and finish. No. But if he can arrive late and nick a few goals here and there.
Well, we've always seen he's had a good strike on him, but it's, you know, he's just his accuracy in front of goal has been pretty pretty poor, you know, just in general. Because, you know, you see it's similar to like what we saw with Suarez. You know, you get in good goal-scoring positions, and it's like, well, once he gets more efficient at converting these chances, you know, it's gonna get better. And so
didn't he put one wide against Fulham?
Probably. I mean, when doesn't he put one wide?
I don't remember exactly. What I kind of remember from Fulham, it seems it's been a week, but it seems so long ago. I thought that he and Jack played well together, and they haven't always. But I thought that they did at Fulham, that they played well together.
Yeah.
Combined well. I mean, I think even Yul said he wasn't even sure who was positioned where because they did. They were all over the place, the midfielders. So I thought they played well together, which was good to see.
Yeah, that's certainly been something that we've been hoping to see because it hasn't seemed like they've had the greatest chemistry together, you know, in the past. It hasn't looked like that would be...
Well, I mean, it's time finally getting them both on the pitch at the same time for any consistent run, right?
Well, the thing is, it also seems like that they're both of their best positions, like they actually share the same best position. So as the runner, as the guy in between in midfield, you know, like the box-to-box guy. And so, you know, it hasn't looked like we've had enough steel in midfield when they've been together in the past. Like the positional sense has been off. Lots of little factors. But it's certainly good to see that kind of understanding. It's something we need, especially considering our injury concerns, those of which we will get to shortly. So we didn't have any injuries in the Fulham match, did we? Just a couple knocks, which everyone seemed to recover from.
Yeah, I think we had a couple of knocks.
Yeah. So then we went into the well, certainly not a dead rubber tie, but a tie that was most of the way over with Galatasaray, coming back off, you know, on the back of two victories. You know, feeling was good. It seemed like qualification was basically a lock as long as you didn't just completely implode.
Right. They came out good for the first 20, which you really expected, even maybe 30. That you expected them to come out and try to, you know, at least go after it and try to get a goal early to make a tie of it. But they weren't able to convert. We had some good saves by the goalkeeper.
We did. We had a few good saves for Chesney. After, of course, he does something to, you know, when he kind of comes out and flaps at that one ball. You know, I mean,
the one that was up in the air.
Yeah, and so then everyone's slating him on Twitter, and then you know, 2 minutes later he comes up. He shows, you know,
he did style.
Yeah, exactly. He's instinctively. It's kind of the same thing why I don't really rate De Gea as like the greatest thing in the world because I think
he's not that good.
Well, no, he's an amazing shot stopper. He's an amazing shot stopper, and he also
the same disease.
Yeah, same disease. It's young keeperitis. I don't know. It's indecision. It's not commanding
your right. You know?
Right.
He makes stupid mistakes.
But that Billy Goat De Gea really he seems to he relies on his instincts and his reflexes, you know, those kick saves and that crazy unorthodox stuff he does. We'll see how well that translates long term. But yeah, man, I mean I still believe in Chesney. I think we should get another keeper to challenge him. You know, I don't know. We'll get into those deals later. But his performance overall was pretty good. I like what I've seen from him, even though there is some of those lackadaisical moments or just some indecision. I don't have a problem with him. You know, he's come up big for us in big moments. I'm all right with him.
As long as he stops fouling strikers in the box, he'll be all right.
Yeah, he's got to stop giving those fucking penalties, man. Yeah. He's got to stop giving those penalties. But what can you do? In that Fenerbahce match also, so we had Rambo getting a brace.
The second goal was fantastic.
The second goal was great. I mean, it was just instinctive finish. It's the finish of a player that's full of confidence, you know, because normally he'd take it down and overthink it. Yeah.
And you know, he's
already on a goal today, and it was a scrappy goal. It was a good move by Podolski. You know, a great weighted ball into Theo, but
Theo didn't even
touch it. Right. It was the defender sliding in. Yeah. Right. And so between them. He got a nice, easy finish for that first goal, and then you got a player that's been man of the match, you know, basically a few matches running. Yeah. And you know, Barry's a class finish on that second one. That was really good. It was impressive.
It was nice to see.
Yeah. But you know, the thing is that the same bug came back and hit us, and you know, that the affliction of late, and Podolski on the very first play of the second half comes up lame with a bad hamstring pull. You know, when he walked off, you're kind of like, okay, I hope it's just a strain.
Right.
As soon as you saw him unable to walk anymore, you're like, oh fuck, this is a 2-monther, you know, at least.
Yeah.
2 to 3 months, like, and now all of a sudden they're saying three. He says, what did Arson say today? At least 10 weeks.
10 weeks.
10 to 12 weeks. 10 to 12 weeks. Let's round up.
He said three months.
Yeah. Yeah, he said 3 months. Also, when referring to Arteta. Oxlade and Arteta.
Which is what I suspected about Arteta, right. was worse than we had heard.
But Ox isn't as bad as we thought it was, right? Ox isn't as bad.
Well, how can we mention them
Ox
all?
Ox will probably be back the quickest, I bet you.
Yeah, I would put my money on Ox being back before the other two.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, with a severe hamstring tear, man. God, I mean, that can hamper his whole season.
I'm totally not. I'm not buying any more jerseys. I'm not buying another motherfucking jersey. And I'm not putting anybody's name on it.
Just don't put anybody's name on it.
It's just bad. And I can't, like, I have a whole pre-match ritual now. Like, I can't wear a jersey, like, on game day because I will fuck it up. So.
Man.
No more Podolski jersey.
You sure you're not a baseball player? What is this superstition?
I know. It's terrible.
Yeah. I don't feed into any of it.
One of the things that it's a consistent issue we have with refereeing across the board. I don't care what league you're in. I don't care if it's, you know, if Premier League or if it's Champions League or MLS, God help us, or CONCACAF, which just makes my brain hurt even thinking about it. But the inconsistencies, the tackles that Morales and Alves were allowed to do, I mean, it's just, how are they not carded off? I don't know.
I mean,
good point. I don't know how.
Yeah, Bruno Alves with his apocalypto tackles. That fucking.
Nuts.
Like a dude.
We certainly don't tackle. We seem to not make those kind of tackles in the right time.
Hey,
what
are you talking about? We just signed Fleming. We didn't even mention.
We're not there yet.
I know. We didn't pop the champagne. If it had been a bigger signing, this would have been the first fucking thing we're talking about. No one gives a shit. It's just like, put it at the end.
At the end. Yeah. But I just don't think we'd make those kind of... I mean, we should be making those same kind of tackles and getting away with it.
Yeah, well, we brought
back... We'll do it against Spurs and pick up a yellow card within the first 5 minutes.
Right. It'll be Wilshire.
Probably.
Of course. Of course, right? It'll be a Wilshire, you know, yellow card 15 minutes in.
I'm okay with that.
I'm not.
As long as he takes out somebody.
Yeah, just don't do it in the first 15.
Yeah.
But get to 65, you know. Get a ways in before you do that. We can't take stupid dumb cards, you know, like cards early. Look at Adebayor getting sent off last season against Spurs.
Yeah,
Anyways,
80th minute we bring in Frimpong.
Well, that's what we should have done against Galatasaray. Fenerbahce, whatever. That's what we should have done. Just bring on Frimpong. Yeah, oh, red carded. Sorry, you can't play in the first group stage game.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
we
can't use you against Napoli like we
he
wanted
needs
you to
more play.
Anyway.
Honestly, he needs more playing time. You know?
He needs a loan, and he's probably not going to make it.
He needs playing time. He needs polish. And he needs to not be a douchebag.
He's not going to get it at Arsenal.
He's not getting it at Arsenal. He can bounce. Denchman's got no future at Arsenal.
No. His best shot was that loan at Wolves until his knee got messed up.
Yeah, until he blew it out again.
He could have really built and found himself a place, you know, at a club off of that. But getting his knee messed up.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he got a loan back to Wolves on deadline day, you know, if we were to sign another midfielder or something other than Flamini, you know, so they wouldn't have to be that cover. Because, I don't know, I don't see him getting any minutes. We don't want to get any position where he's the guy getting minutes, you know.
Right.
Like, invest that time, even though it's a different position, play fucking Zell LM, you know.
Right.
Don't play Frimpong. Like, we just don't need
he's
it.
He's got some beautiful through passes.
Yeah.
I mean,
he'll be all right in about 4 years.
It's a shame he's like 16 and weighs like 8 pounds. Like, I could kick his ass.
He's from your hood, though.
He grew up
streets of D.C.
No, he's from Maryland. Come on now.
Oh, whatever. Close enough.
He's from like a really nice part of Maryland, too. He's not from D.C.
Well, whatever. Close enough.
Yeah, close
enough to me. So these. What the fuck? Brian's sending me shit. Yeah, no, we'll get to that. But in regards to those matches, though, we really got the job done. We scored 6 goals. You know, it looks like we're seeing some fluency in attack. I think some standout performers for me were obviously Aaron Ramsey, who made a big impact. But we've really seen over the past week the quality that Santi Cazorla brings, you know, in terms of his...
Finally maybe getting a little bit of match fitness.
Yeah, a little bit of match fitness. I mean, you look at his technique on the ball, you know, he's set up a couple of goals, you know, whether it be releasing a pass or, you know, even that cutback for Poldi. But, I mean, just look at it. I mean, he's a magician with the ball at his feet. I mean, the couple of those quick turns that he made are just astounding. And so, I don't know. I'm happy that we have footballers with that kind of ability at Arsenal still.
Yeah,
it's great. Even though he might be the only one with that.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of that, in his feet, as we speak. But, you know, we never know once we sign magical players, right, at the end of the window.
Magical players that nobody's ever heard of that might be French.
Right.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm still praying for Di Maria or something like that, but.
You better light a candle.
Yeah, light a candle. I don't know. I'm not too optimistic. But let's move on to something else that people are dooming and glooming about today.
I'm not dooming and glooming about this.
I'm not saying you. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about this. You know, there's a few things I didn't mind the group. I didn't really like getting Napoli in the last one. But fuck them. Fuck Higuain.
I'm not
worried about Napoli. I'm worried about Dortmund.
Well, you should be worried about Napoli and Dortmund, but
they should be worried about us.
They will be worried about us. Anyway, so the group, Arsenal's group fuckface. F is for
fuck.
Group fucked. The damn group. D A M N. Dortmund, Arsenal, Marseille, and Napoli. It's a pretty tough group. You'd have to say it's arguably the strongest from top to bottom in terms of strength.
Most evenly matched. I don't
right.
know if it's a tough, you know. Tough yeah.
Group. Right. Evenly matched. You have elite teams from each league, right? You have the league runner up in. Wait, did Marseille? Did Marseille finish second in Ligue 1 last season?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because they're the only other.
They might have been. They were second or third.
PSG, Marseille.
And Marseille. That's it, right? Lyon got knocked out. I think we have 3 runners up in those leagues. So Dortmund finished runners up to Bayern. Napoli were runners up in Serie A. And I believe Marseille. Someone out there who's watching can confirm for me. But I believe Marseille finished runners up in Ligue 1 last season.
But didn't that PSG have it by like. Some ridiculous points.
No, right? No, not at all. Not at all. They had to win it on nearly the last day, the last day of the week before.
Ibra.
Yeah, Ibra Kadabra. I don't see it happening.
I know, but it's good to have dreams.
It's okay to dream. We can dream. We can dream.
I call shenanigans on Chelsea's group. That is a load of horseshit.
Yeah, you could call it the same thing on. United's is a little bit.
Hey, but hold on. They've all been in groups and underperformed. With I mean, it's not like they got Chelsea didn't have a death draw last year and they didn't even fucking make it out of their group. You know, when United didn't make it out of the group year before last.
Before last, they were
their group wasn't
either.
Hard either. So I don't know.
It was beautiful, like at the end, United.
I remember when they got beat in the Europa League by Bilbao to get knocked out. Yeah. That was awesome.
Bilbao's great.
They were great.
They play a really nice style of football.
They used to.
Well,
I suppose they kind of do still, but it's just not the same. They lost too many of those key pieces.
That's what happens when you're a selling club.
Don't remind me. It's okay,
it was PSG.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was.
Okay,
it was,
but it was Marseille second.
It was Marseille.
Okay.
On 71.
Really? It was 12 points? I felt like it was closer than that. Or was that the year before?
I was going to say.
Maybe that was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, it was really close, right? That was their first year with money. That's what it was.
12 points is a gap.
No, yeah, that's a significant gap. My bad, mixing up my years.
Money walking.
Oh, man. Anyways, so some interesting draws, though, across the board. I feel like... I don't think United's draw is that
it
much of a cakewalk.
I
mean, look,
they should be able
Sociedad,
to get
yeah, they should be able to get through. Yeah. Should, but, you know, they might not win their group. I don't know. Sociedad are tricky.
They're winning their group.
Yeah. I mean, I think people are selling Sociedad short a little bit in terms of, like, I think they could potentially come in second in that group. Who else is in that group with them?
Someone give me the... Hold on, give me the groups.
I got them here somewhere.
Hold up.
Here we go. All right. So United have Shakhtar.
Shakhtar's selling everybody.
But Shakhtar, I mean, they're still good.
They'll be no.
Oh, so who do you think's gonna progress
in
that group?
United and Sociedad.
Yeah, I don't see anything from Leverkusen.
I don't think Leverkusen goes through, and I don't think Shakhtar goes through.
Yeah.
I hope that Dudu comes big. That's all I have to say.
You hope he finishes big?
No. Girthy, if you will.
A girthy finish?
He's pretty slight.
But yeah, he's slight, but who knows? We haven't seen the rest.
He's busy usually watching our matches. I don't know if he'll...
Yeah, he's usually watching our matches from sitting on the bench. But I don't know. I really like... You know what draw I do like this for is Atletico. I think they've got a really good group and chance to progress. I don't know. I was surprised they got into the second
pot.
That's
a pretty easy group.
I mean, yeah, for them. So the group G, which Atletico Madrid, the second team, is FC Porto as the top seed, the pot one team. Atletico, Zenit St. Petersburg, and Austria Vienna.
Yeah.
I mean, I
could see them. Well, I think they'll definitely get through.
Yeah, but I mean, who knows? I mean, whether or not. I mean, Zenit obviously is probably the other team that's going to contend to get through that group.
Porto's
but.
Usually.
Yeah, I think Porto will get through. I don't know that they're going to. I think that group's wide open as well for all three of those teams to potentially win.
And
three of the four, right?
Age bores me because we've seen these ties a few times.
Yeah, exactly. All of it except for what last year was PSV or something. I mean, you know what I mean? Like we've seen this group before.
Maybe, but
right. I saved two matches from last year's Champions League on my DVR.
Okay,
one was Arsenal and at Bayern.
Uh-huh.
And the other was Celtic versus Barcelona when they won 1-0. They saved that.
Yeah, that was a pretty epic result.
It was
freaking awesome.
Well, Celtic just got in by the skin of their teeth, yesterday?
Yeah. We were just watching those goals.
Did you see
Neil Lennon? The picture of Neil Lennon after the draw.
He hasn't stopped running and celebrating.
Yeah, I just saw him running. I haven't seen any.
He ran
picture.
Like
no,
half
no,
the pitch.
After the draw.
After the draw?
Oh, no.
Like, he's got his head on the table. I think that was after they announced that, you know, of course, they were announced last in that group.
Yeah. I heard his quote, right? He said, we got the best and the worst draw. The best draw and the worst draw because it's the most glamorous. I mean, you got a point, right? I mean, you have...
Yeah.
I mean...
What else can you ask for?
Yeah. You have the top team from each of those countries.
What else can you ask for?
Right. You have the biggest, most historic team with the most titles, basically. Well, I guess Madrid, but, you know, whatever. And so, yeah, I mean, it's glamorous. He's like, it's also the most difficult, which it is. In terms of Arsenal's group, I'm pretty confident Arsenal will progress. I really do have confidence in that. I think it'll be Arsenal and Dortmund. I don't know that we will finish ahead of Dortmund, but, I mean, we have before. Last time we had them, you know. But, I mean, it's tough. You know, they're our third pot team. We're lucky we had Marseille as our second pot team because...
It could have been a lot worse.
Or shit. Actually, you know what? If we had gotten Schalke or something, then we wouldn't have been able to get Dortmund. Fucking A. That's where we should have gone.
I'm paying someone to take out Louis. I think I'm going to do a Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
You guys join in. Yeah. Little Tanya Harding action
there we go.
On his ass before the match.
Yeah,
let's get off my nose. I don't give a shit about BBB. Sorry.
Anyway.
I think, you know, so who drew Schalke? Oh, Chelsea has Schalke, right?
Yeah.
I don't have any love for Louis anymore after. I mean, he's already bailed and he's dishing the cause to score some goals this year, but just not against Arsenal.
Yeah, he can just be a whiny little bitch that day and sit on the bench.
I'm all for that. Although Aubameyang scares the shit out of me. He's Jervinho, but with actual end product.
Yeah.
You know, he's got that, like,
they've got a great squad.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like $2 million or something like that? Something stupid.
No, no.
11.
Yeah, he was in the teens, but
yeah, I was just reading on another French midfielder we were linked with today. So
he's got some crazy name I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Joshua or something like that.
Hold on, I got it. If my phone will work.
Je ne sais pas.
He plays for Saint-Étienne.
Je love Bougie, Live Givo.
I thought you took French for a reason.
Apparently.
I thought you took French for a reason. Didn't you take French?
I took 6 years of French.
I took two.
No, I wasn't talking to you. No one cares about your French.
Whatever.
Joshua.
I was speaking to the lady.
Guy Lavogie. Yeah.
Just 6'2 French midfielder.
Uh huh.
He's 22.
Probably cost like £4 million. Seems right up our alley.
Yeah, totally right.
Oh man.
But I mean, are you excited to see us play Dortmund?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great and glamorous tie. Yes, I don't like having to face them. But you know, this is
watch both your teams at once,
right? Exactly. But I mean, it's not like both teams can't go through, you know. So obviously, it'll be, you know, someone was telling me today, he's like, yeah, but Arsenal all the way. Well, yeah, fuck, of course Arsenal all the way.
Well, yeah,
like, that's how it works.
I'm glad I don't have two teams.
It's not optional.
It's not optional.
Well, yeah. I know. I'm just saying. I never get conflicted.
No, it's okay. I'm not conflicted at all in this, really. I'm not at all.
I know, but you're rare.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, if it was Arsenal Juve, there would be no. There's.
Right. There's a clear hierarchy here, you know.
Yes,
and there
absolutely.
There's the Holy Grail, and exactly. So,
nice.
As long as you don't get it twisted, we're all good.
Well, all the people that are damning the group and are all up in arms and about.
It's the best in Europe. Yeah. What the fuck are they bitching about?
I'm excited. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Great ties for the away fans to go to. It should be,
absolutely.
It should be great. You know Dortmund's going to bring crazy fans to the Emirates.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. They were great the other year, two years ago.
I think it's great.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it. It's like, you know, you're excited for every match, really. I mean, like, the least exciting match is going to be, like, Marseille at home or something, you know?
Right.
Like, that's it. But there's no other letdown. It's not Olympiacos. Like, no one gives a fuck about Olympiacos,
right.
You know? It's like, oh, we're going to have Napoli here, and we're going to go to Dortmund, and we're going to do all this. Like, that's exciting. And here's the thing. Like, of course... When I'm watching the draw, I have the sentiment that, like, I want to miss the big teams. I do, because in my head I'm thinking, what gives us the best sporting chance to win, right? So, of course, I don't mind all those years we've gotten draws where we get Marseille and Schalke and Olympiacos, you know? Like, that doesn't bother me when we get draws like that, because, you know, it increases our chances of progressing. But honestly, you know, in terms of the glamour of the tie, like, you get way more excited for these other matches, and these are matches which could potentially be, you know, let's say two out of those three teams in our group are teams you could consider facing in the first knockout round. So those are big ties. That's glamorous, you know. I am less afraid of Napoli with Higuain instead of Cavani, you know, and since they're a new side, it would probably be pretty good to play them soon. Who do we play first? Do we know who we face first? We face Napoli since
we play Marseille on the 18th.
Okay.
So I'm already rearranging my work schedule so I can not be working.
Is that a Tuesday or a Wednesday?
Wednesday.
All right. That should work.
I think it's a Wednesday. Pretty sure. It's not a Thursday.
It's not a Thursday. That's a Spurs day.
Very good point.
Yes. Yes. So
it is indeed a Wednesday.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I'm excited about it. I mean, the thing is that it does. You know, people are saying, "Oh, well, this highlights even more about how we need to spend and this and that." And, like, yeah, it's true.
Was highlighted
it was highlighted before.
You didn't need the draw to tell you that.
You couldn't highlight it anymore. It's like a neon fucking sign.
It's all
like
we've been
you really
about
couldn't
for two
put
months.
More emphasis on it.
Yeah. just a fucking flashing light of despair.
But like a half neon broken sign constantly flickering and making
with noise. Sirens.
Oh dear. So much to look forward to. So much to look forward to.
So whatever, like, what happened with Kabaye, or however the hell you say that?
Kabaye. I don't know.
Doesn't seem like our. Seems our money's going towards other things, maybe.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, especially considering what's the issues at hand, you think that almost that the Flamini signing might affect the Kabaye signing. You know, in the sense that, like, as a utility midfield player, you know, I don't know. And it's one of those things that, like, if you were investing that money seriously in someone else and we knew that they were, it'd be okay. Because it's not like Kabaye isn't the name that gets everyone excited. That's not a splash signing. But as it stands right now, if you tell me, do you want to sign Kabaye? Fuck yes. Why? Because we don't have anybody. We're still short five bodies. We signed one of those five. We signed one of those five because obviously I'm not counting. Like I'm not dissing Yaya, but we saw him play a few minutes and he looked completely out of his depth.
Well, he is.
Yeah, he's
out of his depth.
Right.
He'll get there someday.
So he needs a loan. So he's not going to be involved in the squad this season. Whatever it is, it's a fucking joke until you know. Like maybe he'll stick around and play in the Capital One Cup. But even the cock, we got West Brom in the first round. We don't get to fuck around. That's not an easy
Didn't
match.
Didn't we destroy West Brom last year twice?
Regardless of what we did, they've given us a lot of trouble in the past. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't feel comfortable throwing a side out that had fucking Yaya Sanogo in, you know, at striker and Serge Gnabry on the wing and ZLM in midfield to play West Brom. You know, which is something we could do if we were playing Colchester United or fucking MK Dons or something.
MK Dons.
You know, but I'm saying like, so in that kind of sense, like you don't feel like you can throw the team, you know, you can't throw a young team to the wolves against Premier League opposition who will probably play their first team side because that's, you know, arguably one of the only competitions they have a chance of winning, you know, and they're a mid-table premiership side. You know, they've been
high mid-table though. Didn't they finish seventh last year?
Was it seventh last year or the year before? Last year?
Wait, is that Fat Sam?
I don't think. No.
No, that's West.
I thought they were seventh.
I don't think so, but.
No.
But I mean, they've been comfortable. They haven't had to worry about relegation for a couple seasons. They haven't been in that mix. So you know, they're able to go at these cup competitions with all they have. You know, because it's not like they've been teetering on the edge of relegation in these past couple of years. So let's delve further into the depths of the madness that is the transfer window.
Oh, we're going to go to the transfer window?
Yeah, well, we're going to wait. We're going to preview the North London Derby at the end. Okay. We don't need to go there quite yet. Joseph, do you have any big points? I see you have an essay written in front of you. It looks like you have something on your mind. What would you like to share?
I guess where I'd like to start is just that it's so exhausting worrying about signings and not being excited with the squad we have. And it's not that we don't value the squad we have. It's that we want to be even better than the squad we have. This squad plus a few more players, and we would be excited instead of worrying about, are we going to get two more players? Because we need five, but are we going to get two? And it sucks to always have to worry about signings and spending money. When you look at other squads, it doesn't matter. I won't even mention Spurs, but if you look at Swansea, look at all the signings. Their fan base must be pretty excited about the players they brought in. Hopeful about what they have and what their season is going to be. Instead of starting the season or even being in two games into the season and worrying, are we going to have enough?
We would worry, though, Joseph, I think if we have all the players.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think if we had the two or three players that he supposedly wants already, we would be a lot more confident and excited about matches coming up instead of worrying about the entire season, just focusing on the match in front of us. But we never get it. We never get what we need.
There's no getting around the fact that this summer has been entirely mismanaged. You know, and
it's
like
not, it's every summer.
It seems like it is every summer.
It's every summer and
January, every summer.
Yeah. But you know, like in certain cases, the big issue with this one this summer is the fact that the ground, you know, the blueprint was laid out. There was the summer of potential. Like we said, we had stability. We weren't losing any big pieces. Just go out and get it done. I mean, here's the thing: a lot of people have been losing their shit over the past week. Just because it's getting we're inching closer and closer to the end of the window, and people are just losing it, you know.
Yeah.
And look, I understand it to a certain extent, but like, I don't know. We've made it this far. We've set this whole fucking summer, the summer of discontent, as Joseph likes to call it. And I don't know. There's less than a week left. We've got what, like 5 days left in the window? 4 days left? 5 days, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, we're done. Okay, so yeah, close enough.
Right.
Can I take the day off work? I'm considering it. It's the first day of school, so actually.
Deadline day just sucks ass. So here's the thing. I wouldn't mind waiting out a transfer until deadline day if the others were done. No. Like, if it wasn't the fact that we still need 4 or 5 players, right? So, I mean, if you had announced, like, what more are you waiting for? Anyone who's been sitting on this fucking hope that, like, we've been waiting to announce signings is it's ludicrous. That is ludicrous.
I feel like we're being toyed with a little bit.
Being toyed with by all sorts of people, and I feel like we're getting trolled by a bunch of people too, and rightfully so. I think we
got trolled.
Oh, Jeff Arsenal has taken it in the pants today. People have just been all over him.
Yeah, and then he said what today? He said that we're bidding for a 40 million German
someone. For a German
international, but he doesn't want to say if it's someone from fucking
Real Madrid
or Dortmund or something, or Schweinsteiger.
Ozil's not going anywhere. He'll never leave Kadira. They're boys. They're not going anywhere.
Fuck Kadira.
I
don't know. I don't have any reason to believe he's going to go anywhere. But I don't know. You know, big talk
Maria?
About big names. I'd love Di Maria to come in. I really would. The pace and trickery and his skills. It'd be something we don't have. A direct winger with pace and a bag of tricks and a great cross on him, you know.
Oh, did you say great cross? I think I had just like something melted in my head.
Yeah, imagine.
I get a little twitch.
What a concept, right? Service for our great forward.
Yeah, I mean.
That's where we miss our Chavin.
You miss his crosses?
His one cross a season.
It was like the one thing the little pudge could do, like. Consistently well, better than anybody. Although Jenks has his moments,
certainly few and far between. It's not like Jenkinson's fucking pinpoint accurate crossing.
I don't know. I thought he's been all right the last two matches he's played.
Yeah, but you're saying he's all right. You know, I mean, look, I'm not slating him. I'm just saying it's not like his delivery is that great.
If you think about the game, was it? If you think about the game against. Did you notice him?
No, but
which is great.
It's a good thing because when you watch a really good right back, you do notice him.
Well,
so
yeah, but what we would notice in the past, especially last year, and he had a decent run there for a while, was that you would notice him a lot because they would go after him. You know
right.
what I mean? And
right.
And I don't know if it's just being naive, Fenerbahce not knowing the squad.
Well, it seemed like
they didn't seem to go after him.
Don't start that shit.
It seemed like Nacho was the guy who got targeted last match. You know, all those attacks were coming down the right, and they were kind of hitting him, and he was doing okay. You know, it's nice. You know, we've talked about this that you know being able to, you look at the top teams, the teams that we're supposedly trying to compete with, and all of them, top to bottom, You look at United, you look at City, you look at Real Madrid, you look at Barcelona, you look at Bayern, all these teams. In nearly every position on the pitch, they have two competent players that you can play without having any worries about them performing.
Bench depth.
You know, we only have that in what, one position? You know, like if you're going to stretch it, you could say our fullbacks are fine. Because if you think Jenkinson's a good enough player on the right to play at fullback, then all right. At fullbacks, we have two decent starting options on both sides. I think it's much more clear on the right hand side that Sanya's the better right back. You know, as opposed
to Gibbs. I think Gibbs is by far the better left back.
I think he has a higher ceiling. And I think he offers more, but Nacho's consistency.
I think he's much better now.
I mean, yeah, I pick him over Nacho, but I have no problem with Nacho on the team.
I don't have a problem with him, but I just don't.
They're different players, though.
Yeah, they're very different players, and it's nice to have two guys that give you.
Nacho is more like Pear to me, like in just how he manages his game. Although yeah. Pear's, you know, he's slow, but that's his only, as far as I can see, his only deficiency.
But the point is that these are the only positions on our entire squad where you have two guys where you're like, okay, you know, we have sufficient depth at that position. You have a viable option to turn to midweek to rotate without worrying about weakness in the team.
We'd have depth if we got the five or six players we needed, but we know we're at
well,
the
yeah, no shit. Three. That's the point.
Well, yeah, but I know, but we all know.
Yeah.
Well, we all know, but...
But now, so that these with these even newer injuries, you know, with these injury revelations in terms of the duration of these injuries,
three
you know,
months,
say 3 months from today, because let's not even talk about right. their whatever. They're not going to be back before the holiday fixtures.
Right. They're going to be coming.
Like we're praying that each of those guys are able to play a couple
fixtures.
Of those holiday
yes,
fixtures.
Maybe they'll be
and they won't be able to play them all because they sure as hell won't be fit enough to be playing.
No, there's no chance.
Three games.
90 days from now, we're talking in what? December 1st?
Four matches in 10 days,
December
you know?
December 1st.
Yeah.
So it's realistic that we have maybe finally a selection problem in late December.
Well, we'll be able to actually use them to rotate them in.
Right.
But so, I mean, that just makes... You know, we have now left. We have now lost options 1/2 at left wing and option 3 at left wing, you know, and option 4 because Jorginho was sold. So we sold Jorginho, and I was like, okay, we still have three options. Santi's probably our best player on the left. Podolski is obviously a good, his best position for us is on the left.
Yeah.
So those are two good options. So I felt we're deep enough there. But now Poldy, you know, 3 months. Who knows how long a hamstring is he's gonna be hamstrung. So now a winger is a necessity. So you know, fucking sign Di Maria.
Poldy's not really a natural winger.
He's certainly not a natural striker either. You know, I mean, he's a natural finisher.
Yeah.
That we can give him, but he's not a good center forward. You know, as a free second striker, you know, playing in the hole. With some
but like
freedom.
A false nine?
Well, no, not even as a false nine. Playing with a real nine, you know? So you know, like I think he can perform admirably like that. And same thing, he can tuck in behind the striker and we've seen him play well coming in off that wing. But realistically, we're certainly short now and one winger
yeah.
has to come in.
You would think so.
I mean, you think it has to come in. And we still need a striker.
I know.
And a midfielder. Yeah. And a defender.
I'm not going to have that argument because I disagree. I don't think we need a striker.
Okay.
Well, I think our biggest weakness when we had RVP is that we relied too much on him. And if you saw last year, the spread of the goals amongst the midfield and the forwards, you had more striking options.
Right, but we didn't have that one player who could turn a game and win a match for you. I mean, that makes all the difference in those draws. You know, even in that unbeaten streak, all those matches that we drew, you know, a lot of times you were watching and you're like, this game is crying out for a game changer to take this and win it. And we didn't really have
that during, you know, the 0-0 at Villa last year and I can't remember. There were a few draws last season.
4-4 at Fulham or whatever it was.
Where we couldn't create. There was a period of time in the middle of the season.
Oh yeah, where we were just. It was like a goal draw.
And that's where you need that one person that can take a game and one opportunity. But
I don't know. Our record under with RVP wasn't that much better. I mean, we came in fourth place.
Yeah, but look, I'm just, you know,
we could have a team.
But I mean, you talk about, I mean, look, let's not fucking pull any punches here. If we had RVP last season, we would have finished in third place at least. You know, we would have had more points. Right. Let's not kid anyone. Like a few of those draws would have been wins.
Right.
You know, you look at matches like two seasons ago, you look at Liverpool away where we didn't really get much of a sniff of goal, and then we have a moment of brilliance and we win the match. Like that's what top quality, you know, fucking players do.
Here's the problem is that whatever positions, Suze doesn't think we need a striker, but I think we can all agree we need a winger.
Yes.
Well, we need a top class attacking player.
But I'm just saying, and we have to get one, right?
You have
Except
to.
Let's go
it's
back
not,
to
it's
the
not
history.
Optional.
Yes, it is optional because if you go through the history, look at all the times where we had to have a striker in 2009 and 2010.
Yeah.
No, well, you're making my head hurt.
How can you go through that season and not have another striker because you had injuries? There's no way that we won't do it. We won't get through January and not sign one. Well, guess what? We did. So he hasn't changed because we've had this summer. So he hasn't changed. Why would he change?
I don't know.
Because there's no way he could do it?
I mean, he should change, but I mean...
Well, Ivan wasn't at the draw to me, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that point, but I... Look, nothing has changed, so I'm not going to believe that anything is going to change because they haven't proven it.
Right.
They've only had to prove it once, and they haven't done it. So
well,
I don't think... I think the thin squad is going to be thin.
Yeah, the thing is, the harsh reality is that, you know, this is a point that we were speaking about earlier and kind of addressed, is that here's the thing. I don't mind it coming down to transfer deadline day for one big signing or, you know, if all we needed was one or two signings and there were already three done by now, and I'm not even talking big things. If you had signed – I'm not even saying like a marquee striker. Like if you're still, you know, trying to get the striker right now, or the winger, but the other deficiencies were filled, right? If you had signed Cesar, anyone.
You could have had Matri. The fact that we're looking at
Fabio
flags over Matri.
We were not. Get out of here. Get out of here. Where was anything real saying?
Did you not read that today? You didn't see that?
No.
That we were in for.
No.
Yeah, but there was also talk that.
He's 30 years old or something.
That his agent has been shopping around England all summer.
Right.
Which means he's still using our name because. We haven't bought. That's why he's using our name.
Of course. It's like fucking people saying that we missed out on Osvaldo, you know? Like,
right.
we're talking – like, when you say Matri, I think Osvaldo in terms of level of striker, and that's not where we should be shopping,
no.
You know? You know, or Quagliarella. It doesn't fucking matter.
But Conte's not the kind of coach that's not – Matri's not his kind of player. Just not.
Right. Well, he's not our kind of player either. So fuck him. He can go rot somewhere else in Serie A. I got
go
no problem
Napoli,
with him.
Right?
Yeah, go to Napoli. It's like everyone else who we spurn or don't decide not to spend the money on. Apparently, to a couple fellows on Twitter, they're saying the Kabaya deal is dead because Newcastle apparently digging in for 20 million, which I understand. Don't pay 20 million for Kabaya.
Dig and keep him. Then.
Yeah, have him. Keep
he's
him.
He's gonna be pissed, but good luck.
Yeah,
with
yeah, yeah, good luck.
Dumb
with that.
Asses.
We'll get him. We'll get him in January.
Here's the thing: is that's his one shot. That's his shot at getting into the France squad for World Cup.
Right.
If you think that as a club, if you think you can keep your player happy after turning down a move, I think you're a little naive.
Yeah. No. Yeah, and you know he's been holding out a bit.
I mean, especially
sense.
His age.
Yeah.
He's what 26.
Something like that.
He's about 26. Well, this could be his only shot to make a World Cup squad.
Right.
And
right.
It's not going to happen in Newcastle.
Well, no. I mean, well, look, he
it's
did.
It's not going to happen in Newcastle.
Well, look, probably not this year, but look, he did get into the squad while playing at Newcastle two seasons ago. So I'm not going to say it can't happen. He was playing in regularly for the national team two seasons ago when he killed it with Newcastle. So I think it's a little bit unfair to say.
It's not going to happen this year at Newcastle.
Okay, well, maybe it won't happen this year, but I'm telling you that he fucking did at Newcastle
two
years ago.
I heard you, but he did it last year.
Yeah, because he didn't play well.
Okay. So what's going to change?
He was injured a bunch last year,
right.
Wasn't he?
So two seasons ago at Newcastle, when he played well, he was picked.
Because that team was playing well. That
okay,
team was
yes,
well.
But he played well.
I understand that, but that's because of everybody around him was also playing well.
Right.
It helps you make you look better.
Of course.
That team looked like shit last year. They're going to look like shit this year. They're playing the exact same.
I mean, that's up to debate. You know, yeah, it's up for debate. Right, but I'm saying, of course, he's got a better chance playing at Arsenal than playing at Newcastle, of course. But let's not act like it's impossible for him. You think there's no chance to hear Ben Arfa make the squad just because they play at Newcastle? You know,
I'm just talking about his position.
Well, Ben Arfa's position is about the same, right? And he might get into the squad. You know, I mean, these players have chances to make the national team. It's not like they're not going to get looked at. They're not playing in fucking Iceland. You know,
if you're him, is your chance?
Of course, we know what's better for him. Yes, of course it's better,
so
but it's
my
not
point
impossible.
Of course it's okay, fucking A. Everything's fucking possible. I might grow tonight, but that doesn't fucking mean I am.
Right. I'm just saying he's played for the national team while playing at Newcastle.
I didn't dispute that point. But like my point.
Yeah, but you're saying he has no chance at Newcastle. That's what you said. He has no chance of making the squad at Newcastle. Only time will tell.
Question, gentlemen. You saw that Chelsea made a signing today. Yes.
Yeah. Eto'o.
Eto'o.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably just matches.
So from a forward, from a strike, I mean they've got too much. They're gonna have to offload somebody.
Don't even start.
They'll just send two players on loan.
You're gonna try to tell me that you want to bring in Torres?
No.
I'd rather have Ba.
Honestly.
Get out.
Actually, you know who I'd rather have?
Yeah.
Every day of the week.
Lukaku. But they're not gonna give us Lukaku just like they're not gonna give us Mata. Why would they do it?
Give us a single player. Yeah.
So let's just stop worrying about Chelsea. I don't care if fucking Mata Senior was at the match.
They'll send Ba and Lukaku out on loan somewhere mid table.
They'll give us Ben Ayoun again. Right? Didn't someone retweet him? He was in London on business or something.
Yeah,
the other day.
Shut your mouth.
Crystal Palace.
I like Yossi.
Yeah, I like
Yossi
too. He plays with heart. He goes out and he's just because he's like as big as me, you can't hate him. You know.
I don't hate on Yossi.
You can't hate him.
Yossi Ben Ayoun. I got no hate for him. He just
I don't think Lukaku will go out on loan though.
I don't know. He shouldn't. They should just let.
Because he needs time, and he's going to want.
They should leave now.
We have World Cup. You got to make sure going to want to make sure he's in the squad.
With Benteke starting to light it up. I mean, that's his. They're going to be competing for that starting striking position for Belgium.
Yeah,
Belgium is going to be wicked scary.
Could be.
Yeah, so let's talk about, all right, so in terms of, I don't even know what's realistic anymore, you know, because you talk about targets and all this bullshit, but you really don't know anything. I mean, what really is possible? What is alive? And are there rabbits in the, you know, are there fucking, is a rabbit in a hat that's been pulled out? It's all bullshit.
I mean, how can we believe anything at this point? Of any rumor at this point?
I don't know.
All we can do is, yeah, well, I sure hope something comes in before deadline day.
Yeah.
I've gotten 1% faith. I mean, I see the rumors, and I hope those things are true. But,
yeah.
I mean.
I don't have any faith in it until we actually see it, you know. If you told me we're going to get El Nino on loan at the transfer deadline day, maybe I'd believe you.
Then I'd have to wear my El Nino Liverpool jersey, and then he would get broken, and then it would be all over.
Oh dear, yeah. That's Mike. That's Mike Habs' pick. He wants El Nino. I don't know.
I'll take him with no other option. Sure.
Unfortunately,
he scored 20 in all competitions last year.
I'd take him as a fucking.
They send him out on loan to make sure we didn't get. I mean, you know, there's just no
He's
way. The
diving little bitch.
There's no way that Jose allows him to come to us.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Oh.
It's unfortunate. I mean, so in terms of wingers, I mean, there's still talk about Di Maria. I'd love to see that happen. I just look at once again. I don't have any faith in us negotiating with a club that big because we haven't pulled off those deals. So
Rooney isn't going to happen either. All those people that think Rooney is happening are smoking such a load of crack.
I mean, he's going to have to force a move. And you know, if he was still sitting out, if he hadn't played these couple matches, then I'd be like, all right, he might go somewhere.
He basically called his bluff.
Yeah, They have.
Well, the fan response to him during the last match.
What about it? I wasn't paying too close attention.
Guys that probably cares about French.
I only saw the second half of that match. I mean, what, were they lukewarm?
No, they were very excited.
He got like the same.
That was smart. That's smart. They're
we
trying.
We wouldn't
to,
have done that.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'd have done something stupid.
I don't know. Probably. I wouldn't have faith in us to get it right.
If it was away, maybe away fans for sure.
That match was so boring.
Yeah, I'm glad I.
It's the way Jose plays, and
like bus not, v bus.
It's not surprising. Well, they didn't allow United to create much. That was his plan.
What about Nani? I would throw up.
No, no thank you.
I don't want him, but, you know, I'm sure he's not playing at all.
Would he be useful? I guess. He just always bothered me, the fucking Michael Jackson Thriller ripoff.
Oh, dude, don't get me started.
We don't like Rooney either, but we would have taken him.
I only take him now because everyone else is fucking gone or unavailable, you know? Just like he's probably unavailable anyway. So,
yeah.
Look, I've always disliked Rooney, and I'm going to keep it that way until I see it on .com. He's an Arsenal player. That day happens, then I'll reconsider my position. But until that happens, fuck him.
Ugh.
Granny Shaggin' Shrek.
I hate him.
I got no love.
I don't like.
He would make us better. He would make us significantly better.
Yeah, that's why it's not happening.
He's got a footballing brain and not much else.
Doesn't look like United's going to sign anybody either.
Yeah.
Maybe Fellaini on deadline day.
Right. Baines, Fellaini,
I don't think that he can sign Fellaini. There's some clause in his contract, right? In Moyes' contract with Everton?
Is that right?
Yeah, but if they throw money at you, that they'll sell. It's just that I think, you know, that's, you know, on the plan Z.
What? So Valencia did not play so hot in the last match. Did you guys catch that?
No, I didn't pay.
And
he's the only like Man U player that I don't hate, pretty much.
Let's get this out of our fucking head. None of these teams are going to sell to us. Just the way we never would have. He can't do that his first season. He'll get strung from the rafters. He can't sell us Rooney. I mean, let's just talk about it. Look, until this past season, we never thought it was realistic that we would sell any of our good fucking players to United. The only time we dealt with United before was when they gave us fucking fish face, that useless over-the-hill defender, you know? And, like, that's what, we signed him for $750,000?
He was getting ready to sign for somebody else.
Right. We stole him from Sunderland, you know, where he would have had a starting spot or some shit.
That's not a steal.
Right, it's not a steal.
That's not a
fucking
steal.
Waste.
It's a sloppy second, even if they didn't go there.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, enough malaise. Derby time.
You're done on transfers? You got anything else to say, Joseph? I see a lot of points on there. What else you got? Go ahead.
Well, you know, the Flamini transfer, since we're talking about transfers, we can talk about the transfer that we made, which is signing a free agent who was training with us, is all you have to do at Arsenal is to show up and start training, and he's going to sign you. Because like I said a month ago, if he sees you at training, he sees you, he believes he can make you better, and then he believes that it'd be difficult to find anybody.
Are you talking about this guy as in he? This little man?
That guy, he.
He, the royal he.
Wenger believes he can make almost any player in his squad better than someone he can buy.
Which is half true and half delusion.
Which is half true, which is absolute, because he's done it before. So he believes that. So he starts devaluing what's out there.
I don't know.
Because they're not with him every day.
It's sad because it really feels like with each passing day that the delusion and like it's like that he's just become stagnant, you know? That, like, the game is passing him by. He's just becoming an older man who's a little too stuck in his ways. He's not willing to adapt, you know? It becomes more evident every day, you know? I'm still praying he gets it right. Like I said, I'm reserving judgment until this is over. Like, let's talk on Tuesday. Next week, I will grade and I will score and I'll do whatever the fuck I want, you know, once it's done. Because, you know, like we said, it's already, a lot of the damage is already done, but there is a way to salvage it to make it successful. Yeah, you pull off a fucking Mesut Ozil, you know, then, yeah, shit's okay. You only signed three players, but one of them is fucking Ozil or someone like that, then you get a little more of a pass, you know. But I can't help but feel about how many missteps have been taken across this this whole transfer period that, like, you know, we're talking about like what Tottenham have been doing in terms of spending their money efficiently and the way that they, you know, like, if Tottenham had made no signings until today, the way Arsenal had, and they were losing Gareth Bale, right? Even if they had all that fuck ton money to spend.
And they spent on the same players.
Well, no. I'm saying that, like, if they hadn't signed anyone by this time, there's no way they'd get all those guys. And I'm not just talking about time, but, you know, like, it's a kick on effect, you know? Like, they've waited to sell Bale until they've bought all the reinforcements and all that. And then at first they were trying to make people believe, like, they were actually going to keep Bale and do all this, even though no one really believed that. But it has a knock-on effect, you know? Oh, wow, they signed Paulinho and Soldado. You know, if Arsenal had signed Paulinho and Soldado at the time that Tottenham had, right, one right after the Confederations Cup and Soldado this past month, like, you'd be going into this weekend at ease, because guess what? We already bought a midfielder who starts for Brazil. We already bought a striker who is in this, you know, record-winning Spain national team squad, you know, and gets some minutes. Like, if you had done that already, you'd be at ease, and also it would make other people want to come play with you.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. But, you know, Wenger is horrible at helping himself, for sure, but he's horrible at PR. I just don't think he's not good at PR, and he doesn't see it as part of his job. When he wants to, he sees his job doing, you know, getting the players to play on the pitch. But at the same time, he's in charge of so much more, you know?
Yeah, it seems like there really needs to be a, you know, the tyrannical rule and the being in charge of everything just doesn't really work. It doesn't really work. I mean, he has too much power, and it seems like his influence is, you know, far too great on all, every aspect of the footballing matters in the club.
When was the last time we saw Gazidis? Asia?
When he was in Asia, right,
he came
before
back
he left.
On the flight. We haven't seen him since. Even Seuss made the point that he didn't make it to the draw for.
No, he was. I think he was there and he failed.
But we haven't seen him. We haven't seen him.
He is a figment of your.
He's been gone
this
for.
This is not the Ivan you're looking for.
He's been gone for. We haven't seen the glimmer of his bald head for 6 weeks. He's like winter, or we're waiting for we're waiting for the damn groundhog to come out of the ground and show his bald head. But he's been awfully quiet, considering how out of the public he was for the first 2 months.
Is Dick Law still out there running around?
I don't think he is.
Tricky Dick.
I don't think he has anything to do with it.
You don't think it has anything to do with it? No?
Nope.
I don't know. I mean, considering his position, I think he's got a little bit of something to do with it.
It comes down to one dude.
Yeah, it all comes down to one man,
right? That's his deal, right? He does negotiations.
Supposedly years ago, Ivan was brought in to do negotiations, but that seems to have changed.
Right.
So Dick Law was brought in to do negotiations, but he's just doing commercial negotiations.
But there's ultimate veto power, right?
It seems to be.
So. It all comes down
to
one man.
I think we just put Goldie in the back four and just call it a day.
But he's not even fit. He's not even fit. What to do? While we're on the subject of shit, let's move on to the North London Derby, as we do have Tottenham at home in the first North London Derby of the season. This has been a match that I've enjoyed nearly every year I've supported Arsenal, because, you know, it's generally a pretty good result for us, in the most part. Past year has been really good. We've had our 5-2 twice in a row. Do you, Suze, do you fancy a third time around?
On the 5-2?
Yeah.
It would be...
Or not a 5-2, let's just say a three-goal victory.
I think if we win, it'll be like, it would be like a 2-1.
Okay.
But
yeah, I think it's going to be.
I'm feeling a little, without Podolski, I'm feeling extremely nervous about the match. I feel like we're thin. I feel like Jack and Aaron have a knox. You know, if we go out and we play like we did against City, where we do some nice long ball work, instead of this ticky-tacky around the box horseshit, like, get it in there, you know, metaphorically speaking. You know, if you're going to fuss around down there, stick it in.
Like, right. Right. Exactly. Get it in there.
Need to see some thrust.
Right.
That's what the Poldy. That's what the Poldy.
We need some push.
Some forward motion.
That's what that Poldy hammer was good for, right?
That's right. You really knew how to hammer it in there.
The German
like a
drive.
Rocket.
Yeah.
Right, like a rocket. Absolutely.
Like a rocket.
Well, I mean, the last year's 5-2 is a little bit misleading because there was a red card, an early red card from Adebayor, which changed everything, really, you know.
Well, of course.
So, I mean, it was a great win, and I love it, and I'll remember it. But I can't really take that one, not like the previous 5-2, you know, to me.
Right.
But I think if we kind of think how our match went, the loss against them later in the year, which was a 2-1.
2-1.
You know, they pretty much shut up shop after they got their second goal.
Of course.
And I think they're going to try to do more of that. I think they're just going to try.
Well, Bale doesn't play.
Bale's not playing.
Bale, what, had both last time, right?
Yeah. Or he scored plenty. He's been scoring against us the past couple seasons.
Fucker.
Yeah, I mean, they're having trouble scoring. They're having trouble with all that new personnel. They're having trouble in the final third.
Mm-hmm.
But they've gone two matches with nothing conceded. I think they're just going to try to. I think they'll be happy with the draw, and they'll try to nick a goal. I think they're going to be pretty defensive.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I don't know. I really feel that. I could see ABB coming out and playing that way. I really could.
I think,
yeah, he's kind of conservative in that sense, kind of similar to the way Mancini would do it. But I don't know. You know, like they have – I'm intrigued to see what tactics they employ. I mean, they have bought some big bodies, and they know that we're susceptible to, you know, getting kicked. You know what I mean? We got players at Knox. They got bigger guys. You know, it's not
like – Vertonghen is a fucking dog.
I'd take Vertonghen on our team. In a
I would take him.
Don't have any thugs.
Yeah,
yeah, well, I mean, but he's not the biggest thug I think of. I mean, they do employ Sandro, and he's about as thuggish as they get.
Yeah.
And now they got Paulinho, who's not afraid of getting dirty, and they got Capoue or whatever. And
I think Capoue and Sandro are probably going to sit right in front of the
a double negative pivot,
and let Paulinho push forward if he wants to.
Yeah.
I hate Sandro. I really hate him.
I didn't even recognize him
last week because he's changed his whole look.
I didn't even watch him.
He shaved his head bald and he had a goatee.
What?
Beard going.
Really? No. He's still a douche. You can't hide that. You know, it's like emanates.
It took me a second.
Yeah, that's not disappearing.
I'm just really hoping Theo decides to show up this week. He's got his shot at going after Danny Rose.
Yo. Oh, yeah. Fuck Danny Rose. And we owe Danny Rose a scorching, you know, from his lucky-ass goal.
Yeah.
One of the only goals he's ever scored in his career.
Is Rosicky healthy?
I don't see why not.
He should be well-rested then.
Yeah, he should be back.
No, he got his rest. He didn't come in. He was on the bench in our midweek, so, you know.
So he should be well. So
he's looked good.
Yeah, no, he's looked good. I thought he's put in good performances.
He
and
should be good for about 20, 25 games. I mean, to get
I thought you were going to say 20, 25 minutes.
Games this season, that's what we want from him, to be able to go as hard as he can about 20 or 25 games this season.
Right.
That would be
I always question when he gets carded. Like, really?
I don't know. He was throwing a lot of tackles. He's been throwing a lot of tackles out there.
That's
He's
okay,
been doing
man.
A good job being aggressive.
Yeah. Throw it out there.
Well, we need a little bit of enforcement. Like,
yeah, and unfortunately, his enforcement only includes like slide tackles. Yeah. Like he doesn't. We don't have like other kind of enforcement to do with these guys. They're not exactly going to put a shoulder through someone or.
I'm going to send Big K to Emirates because she's not. She's all about throwing shoulders.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, hard knocks. One thing about Spurs squad is they have a big squad. I mean, like stature-wise, they're a big squad.
They're a big squad, and they have depth now, which I mean, which doesn't matter so much.
Really matter
doesn't matter for this weekend's match, but you know, people. The biggest outrage has come every time that Spurs sign somebody. It's you know, everyone is fucking shitting themselves about. Yeah, like goddamn, why didn't we sign him? And look, I understand part of it because I think. I'd say half, a third to half of their signings are players that I would really, like, I would have gladly taken into our squad. I'd say half of them. Half of them.
Right, and the other half are ones that
whatever. Even then, you'd probably take them. Cause we
would only take them.
Who gives a shit about Holtby? I'm not going to spend my time worrying about.
I was thinking about that the other day. I hadn't seen him either.
Like, but. he's like was the big, you know, fucking jazz hands for a little while, and then it's like.
Yeah, I don't know where he went.
Where now?
Maybe he's just not good enough to get on the pitch right now.
Yeah, I mean, that could easily be it.
Yeah. You've got a lot of new guys. It's early in the season. You know, he's going to want to experiment with all the new players he has.
Who's the guy at Chelsea that everyone's all super psyched about?
Sherlock?
Yeah. Yeah,
he's
lost the ball no less than a half a dozen times in the final, like, 20 minutes of the match.
Whatever, man. He's. I've seen too much of him playing really well. I'm not gonna talk shit on him. I'm thoroughly.
He didn't have a good match, but
that's fine. But I mean, I've seen his quality. I'm not worried about that. He's gonna be a good signing for him.
Where's? I mean,
shake your head. I mean, look at his.
I'm not saying it's not good. I'm saying with that team that they already have and the players they have up front, it's just gonna be.
What a fantastic nightmare to have to work out
to get everybody time.
I'm sorry, we have like six ridiculously good attacking midfield players, right? Wait, hold on. What is there? So if their front line it doesn't include Mata anymore, and it has Hazard, Schürrle, and who's the other one that's playing? Oscar,
right?
And then now you have a reserve three of Willian, Moses, and Mata. Like, what the fuck is this, man?
Yeah.
And De Bruyne. Right?
Right. And De Bruyne's been getting minutes.
Yeah, man. A couple of those players got to go. The problem is they're not going to come to us. Yeah. Mourinho has never, and I don't believe he ever will,
do us a fucking favor. Was Gallus.
Yeah, yeah.
That one he was not happy with. He didn't want it to happen. But
well,
I wish
it never happened.
Well, yeah, it would have been nice to get this $25 million instead.
Right.
For Cole instead of getting Gallus.
Yeah, fuck William Gallus. Anyone who fucking threatens to score an own goal on his own team is not a... is a cunt.
Squaw in the nuts.
Yeah.
Well, he will, I guess, maybe be playing for Palace soon.
Is that where he's going?
That's the rumor, I think.
Is he a free agent right now? Is that his deal? But he can get off the treatment table. He's just like Colo, right? You know, it's funny. So they were talking about how Colo Torre is, like, right, he's the... He was Brendan's invincible, right? He's my invincible.
He was he had some work rate, I don't know, some crazy percentage, and then...
Yeah, and then, yeah, they were talking about how great he was playing throughout that match against whoever the fuck they were playing in the cock. Who were they playing? Some small team?
I don't remember.
Anyways, and then he looks like he just groin really bad. I bet we don't see him until the new year, even on the bench. I mean, a major groin injury, and like I think Brendan said, he opened up his groin a bit. It's like, that's one of them super dodgy injuries that will not heal for months and months and months.
Probably 40.
Right, exactly. he doesn't look spry. Certainly not.
Oh, Brian said Lennon scored the other in the 2-1.
Yeah, well.
To which I replied, "Stupid eyebrow haircut."
Yeah, to his chaff stripes.
He won't be seeing the pitch. I don't think he's
Lennon. No, I don't think so. I don't
Defoe
think so.
Defoe had a decent preseason? An end of last year?
Who gives a fuck? He's not gonna play. Defoe's not gonna be in contention for anything.
Defoe
I mean honestly.
Come on late if
Honestly, they've made so many signings. This is going to be a very different Spurs team. You know, I think I didn't read the full article, but I was reading something that Tim was posting earlier about talking. It's a good time to play Spurs. And the truth is, I mean, with that new of a squad, like, it takes a while for all these players to learn how to click together.
We should know.
So honestly, our continuity should be something that works in our favor come match day on Sunday. You know, like, it's going to be, it's probably better to play them this week than in a month, right? You know, another month.
I say we sign Ledley King and Jermaine Beckford to start.
I'm not even going to dignify that. I don't even find that funny.
It's 12:30, man. I'm like,
I'm all hopped up on cough syrup.
Oh, I've had too much.
Hopped up on Mountain Dew. Something like that.
Hopped up on not enough sleep.
Yeah. Well, predictions. Who here is confident of an Arsenal victory? Joseph, do you feel good? You're predicting a draw or something, aren't you? I can see it in your face.
I didn't write it down.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a lot. I don't think it's going to be as high scoring as it has been. I don't think so either. Years.
I think it'll be a much tighter affair.
I feel a 2-1 win.
Okay.
I won't be shocked if it's a draw, though. I really won't.
Way to sit on the fence.
But I'm going to go forward and say, I'm going to say a 2-1 win.
Goals from who?
They're Theo Brace. What do you mean?
big game Theo.
But I'll tell you what.
Live up to it, man.
With the way things are right now, we can't lose another home match like the rest of the season.
Well,
because and we lose.
There will be mutiny.
Because every time it's going to be mutiny. Every time,
And imagine
every home match, the black scarves are going to be ready, and the
bin bags
out, and the
stickers.
Every home match, I think they're going to be ready for it.
I said Los.
Well, and Los, yeah, they'll be ready for it.
So
I'm saying 2-1 because we need to win, and. He's been, I mean, really, if we look back at, you know, the past, the last part of last season, he was able to get the team ready and focused.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that what he's good at is getting this team ready and focused to win this match.
Okay.
So I think he will.
Okay. Suze, how do you feel about this match? How do you see it panning out? You see a mighty Arsenal victory?
If I'm confident going into any match, we lose. It's just like, I am the curse. It's all on me. It's all on these
shoulders. No.
You know, I try not to, honestly, like, truth be told, I just try not to, like, project. I have my hopes. I know what I want, but I don't necessarily have a sense of how any, I mean, I'll tell you, the first 5-2, like, I was dead to rights, like, that we were done. Like, I took the baby up and was putting her down for the nap, and the big K comes, like, busting in the baby's room. Somebody just scored a header. Like, and then it was, I'm like, I had to go in the basement so I wouldn't scream and wake her up for the rest of the match, you know? So it's good that I don't, you know, that I'm nervous and I'm not, like, projecting anything, because when I do, it never goes. Like, when we lost to Fulham, what was it, 2 years ago at the end of the season? And we needed the win, like, bad.
Yeah, we limped into the end of that.
Yeah, I actually went out shopping because I couldn't handle watching the match, and I was unconsolable, like, absolutely unconsolable the rest of the day because I didn't find anything that fucking, like, that fit, and we lost. I was done. So bad.
Terrible day.
It was terrible, awful day.
So what's the score? Give me a score line and goal scores.
I just want to give you one.
I don't care.
2-1.
That's how this works. 2-1.
I'll say 2-1 if we, and I'll say I actually, you know, I could see Ramsey scoring another one.
Okay.
He's hungry.
Stay.
And
hot.
I'd like to see a Santi goal. I'd like to see a Santi goal.
Santi's due.
He is due.
I like that one.
Theo is also due, but I'd like to see a Santi.
I kind of feel like you know, I do expect to see Theo do something. Before I get my prediction, I'm just going to say one thing about this. So looking at that, like, just culminating everything about this summer into, like, it's all coming to a head right now, right? This is absolutely, like, a watershed moment where, like, everything could go wrong or, like, you know what I mean? Like, and honestly, like, Sunday, it's already going to be too late to change, like, what we're going to do in the transfer window. Maybe we'll be in negotiations for one last transfer or something on deadline day. It's not going to change much. It's not going to change much, you know, like, what's going to happen. But in terms of the atmosphere going into the season, right, you look at this. Now, so after all this unrest, if Arsenal come out and get a win, you know, it's like, all right, you know, yes, Tottenham strengthened. This doesn't mean we're going to finish ahead of them this season, you know, but you win the North London Derby, you know, order, you know, resumes and goes on as it should, as it has. And, you know, people feel people feel okay about this. But I don't know. I have faith that we'll get a win this weekend. But just the way that everything's gone this summer, it's always been like, what's the worst possible thing that could happen? And then that's just about what happens. So, look, let's just say this, right? Worst case scenario, just prepare yourself. No other signings are announced, right, before North London Derby. We'll say Eriksen gets finalized for Spurs in the meantime. Another quality midfielder for him.
So I would actually assume that there'll be two announcements tomorrow from Spurs.
From Spurs, sure. Right. Oh, one out, one in?
No, two in.
What, Lamella?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so if that happens, so be it. And Arsenal still haven't signed anyone else before this match. And if they were to come out and beat Arsenal, like, shit is just, you know, day before deadline day. I mean, it's just the worst possible scenario ever. You know, because everyone's like, you know, look, Tottenham spent money. They're going to finish ahead of us. And it's not unfounded. These are not unfounded, like, claims. It's not irrational to think that if that's what happens. So, like, there's, regardless of my confidence, like, we're walking in trepidation because, like, this is like a fucking time bomb and, like, so much can go wrong. Like, you already see it every time.
I feel that way about every match, though. Like,
but no. But this is the North London Derby on the eve of the transfer window when we've signed fucking nobody. They will have spent about $100 million by the time this weekend's done. You know, so yeah. I mean, there's just so much. There's so much to look at, you know, and it's just like there's so much at stake that it's really a match that we got to hope everything goes our way. No shitty sending offs, no bullshit. You know, we need this result.
Who's the ref?
Someone
if it's
who
Mike
we
fucking
haven't done
Dean,
well. No, it's
I
not.
I might actually cry.
I don't believe it's Mike Dean. Someone let us know who is the match official for it. Before I give my prediction, I will give a couple predictions that I have had sent my way. I'm going to go with Just a Gooner said 2-1. He said Theo, so maybe I guess that means a Theo double. I don't know.
Word.
The Hammer, NY Arsenal, told us 3-1 to the Arsenal. Jack, Theo, and Santi. Chris Marshall, Lyric Density, said Rambo, Rambo, Giroud, Rambo, BFG.
Because
there have to be five. I don't know you, Chris, but I like you.
He's good dude.
I dig it. Yeah. And Kista, complete arse, said Giroud is gonna whack one in with his hammer. And Theo and Rambo. Wow, all of a sudden, Rambo's a fashionable pick to score, huh? Everyone's riding the hot hand.
He's hungry.
I get it.
He wants it.
I get it.
Wants to get in.
My Cavs also told me 5-2 to the Arsenal. He said we're going to get that 5-2 again. Let's see. Rambo brace, Giroud brace, and Santi. A Santi cracker. I'm guessing he's talking about one of those nasty ones like that one at West Ham with his left foot outside of the box. That's what we're waiting for, man. We really do need one or two more players that can hit him from outside the box like that.
Thank you.
God, that's why I wanted. That's the one thing Gustavo could do. And anyways, enough about that.
Free kick at the end of last year where he hit the ball so motherfucking hard from like 20 yards out. It was like a bullet. It looked like it went through the back of the net. I watched it like two dozen times. It was
yeah.
stupid good.
By the way, Seuss, Holtby looks like he might go out on loan.
Yeah, that's what Brian's telling us. And two of the predictions before I get it. Brian also said 3-1 to the Arsenal, Santi, Giroud, and Theo. DL Bag said 3-1, Theo, Giroud, Theo. People got faith in your boy.
He loves to show up.
Big matches. I know he likes showing up against Chelsea. He loves Chelsea.
He doesn't do too well against United. No. And like I told you guys last week, he doesn't score against Fulham. He's just not into it. He's not into scoring against Fulham. He's not doing it. He tried half-hearted.
It's the atmosphere, the Craven Cottage.
Yeah, it's too tiny of a stadium for him. But
it's really tiny. It's like big as my daughter's
field. Yeah.
I mean, I like the Theo picks. I'll take them.
Yeah,
he needs to get a, you know, put something on the
He's right. He is due some numbers.
Yeah. All right. So the last predictions I have, Callie Gunnar just told me Rizicki. So I guess that means Rizicki winner. Sure. I'll take it.
I'll take it. Any winner from any person on our squad.
Yeah.
And dude, if Montreal wants to score a goal, I'm down.
Yeah.
And Natasha, RM Black Widow, says Giroud and Cazorla, an Arsenal 2-1 victory. I like it. All favorable picks. I mean, I don't know. Is anyone going to pick Tottenham? I don't know. I'm sure there's some neutrals picking them. I'm sure I could have brought some people on who would be willing to say Tottenham would win.
I would bet you that almost every all. Neutral is picking them. I bet you
of course they would. Everything in the English media.
All
yeah,
pregame, we'll be picked.
Cock smokers.
It isn't that kind of party.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with a 3-1 myself also, and you know, I always name who I think is gonna score for the other team, and I think this one's a fucking easy decision in that regard.
You're gonna pick Soldado?
Soldado's gonna score a penalty, because that's the only way they score goals. So that's their one. And
because a stiff wind will blow by, and maybe BFG is 2 yards away.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go with I'm torn between Theo and Giroud, because if Theo's due a goal, that's for sure. But I see a Theo assist for Giroud, a Santi screamer, and a Koscielny header on a fucking corner.
So Koscielny comes back into the squad.
Of course he comes back into the squad.
Sandy goes back to the right?
Yes.
All
right. I mean, on it, like, let's not fuck
let's
around.
Hope Townsend isn't running at Koscielny on Sunday.
Fuck Townsend. Ugh. Yeah, I know. I saw his dives and all that shit. I know.
You know he's going down. Yeah,
of course
just like
he is.
Bale.
Down goes Frazier. Yeah, down it goes. Oh, fucking Michael taking the piss saying 1-0 Sanogo. Get out. Go home. Go home. Greedy Gunnar says 2-1 Rizicki and Giroud. Well, thank you for your feedback, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that was a good. I agree with some of these scores. I like the tendencies. It's moving in the right direction. Yeah. In terms of lineup, I think it's pretty straightforward. I mean, our first choice back five will play. Yeah. There's no question in my head. Why are we going to stick with Sanya as a center back in this match? Continuity, right? Because that's what we should do. And then we're killing Jenkinson otherwise. Now get the fuck out of here. You play your best defense. They're fit. They're healthy. Koscielny had a couple extra days to let that gash heal on his head, you know? Like, he's going to be playing. He's our best defender, you know, arguably. I think Sanya's
I think we'd all
good shout, but what? We'd all what?
I don't think we'd all like a gash on our head.
Sit on my face. On that note.
We lost one.
She died.
Oh, sorry.
She did.
I don't know what happened. How about that?
And then I think the rest of the team basically picks itself, right? I mean, I think we're going to see, if supposedly they're fit, we're going to see Jack and Ramsey basically holding the midfield, I guess,
right?
Somewhat
and
together.
What, Rizicki?
Rizicki playing ahead of them, and Santi on the left, Giroud and Theo. But you know, it's one of those things that you know we will see, as we've seen Cazorla drift in a lot. I think we'll see some. We see them kind of flowing back and forth. Rizicki pushing out wide and Cazorla pushing into the middle at different times in the match, which has worked pretty well for us, you know, in many situations. So I think that's straightforward. The problem is, like, all of a sudden, who do we have with the bench? Gervinho, Ox, Podolski. Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
they're all
thin.
Gone.
Icefield on the bench.
Flamini will be on the bench.
Flamini on the bench.
Flamini will be on the bench.
Hey, we signed a player.
Flamini will be on the bench.
Wait.
Jameson will be on the bench.
Have we spent some fucking money?
No.
No. So that can't really count. It can't really count. What is your stance on signing Flamini?
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
I don't give a shit. If he's a utility player,
he's a useful body.
He's a useful body. He had some good games for Milan.
Yeah, it's not like he's been garbage. No, he just hasn't fit. Like, so
he's not useless.
He's more useful than some of the others.
Useful than Frimpong. He's more useful probably than Coquelin. Even though I would gladly have Coquelin as an option off our bench right now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've always thought he's a tidy player. Although you did see that, I guess he got sent off in like 1 minute, right? Yellow cards within in 90 seconds.
3 minutes, 60 seconds.
I think it was like 90 seconds that he had two yellows and got sent off.
That's like a Balotelli move.
Yeah, it is a Balotelli move. Class.
But it's so much funnier when Balotelli does it.
It is. It is.
Much more entertaining.
I'm excited, though. It's fucking Derby weekend. Let's get up for this. I want to know who's coming out to the pub to all your different chapters.
It's probably not
it.
Not going to be you?
I don't know. Maybe.
I wasn't even asking you, but sure. Are you going to come down to OC? If you're in the LA area, please get down to the Fox and Hounds and check it out with the LA Gooners. I shall be down in Orange County, though, with the OC Gooners at the Old Ship in Santa Ana on 17th.
Yeah.
Get out there. I'll buy you a beer, unless many of you show up, and then maybe you guys have to share.
A beer.
The first person there, probably first three people. I'm not made of money, people.
Get a straw.
Yeah. I'll be pouring them into shot glasses.
How much for just one sip?
One sip? Well, I don't know.
I just pulled that. Wow. You didn't get that, did you?
No, I know.
Oh, okay. I'm really tired, guys. Bear with me.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, my God. And then Brian, ever the troll. I like it, Brian. Brian said 3-1. Oh, it's still Rooney and Mata.
Is he playing FIFA?
Yeah, man. Yeah, let's play with my FIFA 12 team. It's with Huntelaar and Diego will score the goals, right?
Huntelaar is such a smirky bastard.
Yeah, he is. He scores a lot of fucking goals, though.
Well, ish.
Well, anyways, get down, get out, support. It is, you know, it's the North London Derby. Fuck Tottenham. We're going to win. We are the mighty Arsenal. You got anything else to say, Joseph? You got a lot of points on here. You see the paper's closed. You're done.
I'm done with the points. Okay. I've vented a little bit towards the person he's venting at, but he doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen. Well, yeah, I think it might be falling on deaf ears, unfortunately.
Hmm?
Exactly. Well, we'll have a big match of the weekend when we come back next week. The transfer window shall be done. I think we'll do. I will podcast on Tuesday. Expect it after deadline day, and I'll be weeping or angry or something, or who knows, tearing cries of joy, crying tears of joy. That was intentional, by the way, you fucks. Maybe we'll sign Ozil. I don't know. Like I said, I'm reserving judgment. Like we've waited this long.
Dylan Day's on the second. It's on Monday.
Monday? Okay. Well, then I got class. Class all night. Yeah.
You don't have school that day.
Bitch, I do.
School's closed.
Oh, it's Labor Day. I'm gonna be on the beach, homie. We grilling. Hey, give me something to celebrate, Arson. It's fucking Labor Day. United States, we're going to be at the beach. I want a barbecue. Give me a fucking reason. I've been waiting all summer. 4th of July, we were having a barbecue. I was like, maybe Arsenal are going to sign a player. You know, like at that point, it was like Higuain and shit. Sign somebody, so give me a reason to party and have fun.
Did you need a reason?
No, but okay. Just give me an extra reason.
Right.
You know, extra enthusiastic. Labor Day. Give us something. Do something for stateside Gooners. You don't even fucking come to the United States.
Give us a signing.
That's all we're asking. And if we don't have one by fucking Labor Day, then we can really lose our shit. But like I said, it's a little premature this weekend. And we will not lose to Tottenham. Look, I've stood by this point. You know, everyone's all doom and gloom that we're gonna fucking lose and finish behind them. It's like, let's wait till it's all said and done. Tottenham haven't finished ahead of us until it's mathematically not possible anymore. You know, like, let's not – shit doesn't change overnight, you know. You can polish a turd, but it's still
shit
a fucking turd.
Shit doesn't roll uphill.
That too. This defeatist attitude, like, nothing's – like, we're – like, everything's already over. It's just it kills me a little bit.
I like our chances early this year. I think we should win. We should.
Yeah.
We really do.
But there's no reason we should lose.
And we will sign two more players. I don't know if they'll be any good. I have no fucking idea.
Might be good someday.
You're right. I hope one. At least hopefully one of them.
Sign them from the youth reserves.
Yeah. Joseph, how many more players to be signed before the window closes? Two.
Two. Fucking can't believe it. It's going to be two.
Yeah, I think two.
Two.
Maybe we'll get a third on some sort of wonky free deal.
So, well, give me two or three. Pick.
Oh, I'll say two.
All right, I'll go with three.
You're counting Flamini or no?
No. I'm saying after this. Like, after. Three players will actually spend money on, whether or not it's like £2 million for Cesar or some shit from...
Fine, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, but I think we will spend on three players. I don't think those three players will add up to be £50 million. I wish they would. I wish they would. Give me a £40 million Ozil. And then you can buy chump change with the rest. You can bring players in from fucking Palace. I don't care.
All the Yaya Sanogos you can get.
Right,
you
exactly.
Buy.
Sign more crocked French talent. I don't care. I mean, look, the word is, right, we're working on marquee deals, but, you know, we can't believe a fucking word we've been told.
No. I didn't get any DMs today. So
no. Oh, man. Where are the magical DMs with all of our fucking signings? Anyways, let's keep it real. I know we won't. Oh, fuck. I don't want Kaká. People talk about Kaká.
Ugh, no. Ugh, no.
It's just.
Oh, sure. Now you're fucking turning down players.
Hey, give him to us on a free. $5 million. He could be the chump change after Ozil.
Throw him in.
I'll take Ozil first.
Of course.
Every day.
Callie Gunner saying he's going to get free beer to all Pinecast listeners at the pub. Thanks, man.
Well, I guess I got to show up then, don't I?
Yeah. Oh, I believe he's you're coming to the pub.
An awfully
right?
long flight for me. Like,
well, we'll buy you a beer.
I'll buy you a beer. Does that
buy
make
me a virtual
it?
Beer?
No, I'm saying show up.
Beer.
You got to
you have to fly your ass
yeah.
out here.
Well, somebody's got to buy me a plane ticket.
Oh.
I have been looking for.
Ask Callie Gunner if he'll buy your plane ticket.
I'm going to ask him. Ask cash or grass or how does it work?
Yes, that's exactly how it works.
That's how it goes.
No clue.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Now you have no clue. Oh, sure.
Right. Well, thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure. You can follow these fine fellows on Twitter.
She ain't no fellow.
But she my homegirl. Part of the Cholas Vatos Locos.
Right.
Did you forget I'm like the freckles part of this whole equation? Like,
yeah. Oh,
I'm a lot of cholas with freckles, you know.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, girl? There's a lot of cholas with freckles.
Cholas with black freckles.
They may cover it up with all that makeup, eh? But, you know.
Especially, I have seen some redheaded ones.
Hell yeah.
Every once in a while, you get a redhead.
They seem to be extra spiteful. Like they, you know, redheaded stepchild. Right? You're redheaded and Mexican. Like, you're not getting a lot of love from the parents. You know, it's just the truth, man.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
You have to be hard.
It's brutal.
One of my buddies is he's Argentinian and he's a ginger, and he's from North Carolina, but he lived in Argentina for a long time. He has the craziest accent you've ever heard in your entire life. It's like a Argentinian accent, but it's North Carolina, so you can understand like a third of what he's saying.
Yeah, that sounds all over the place.
And he's a ginger.
And
he's also
lacking a soul. So go figure. We'll follow these fine gooners on Twitter. Joseph at I Hate Your Club. You can follow Suze at Shake Your Halo Down. That's Shake YR.
I couldn't do your. I ran out.
Yeah.
Look at the link.
Yeah. Look at the link. It'll be there. And have a great North London Derby. Relish it. Enjoy, bask in the glory of our victory that is sure to come You know, I have reassured you. I have faith. It's going to be a good day. Sunday's going to be fun. Get to your local pub. Get to the match if you're lucky enough to be over in that part of the world or whatever. I'm excited. I honestly, I'm genuinely excited. Fuck him. Fuck
Tottenham. Joseph looks like he's getting a root canal.
I look like I'm having a root canal. Oh, you.
Me.
So pained. Always so pained, Joseph.
I'm excited. I'm excitedly nervous. I don't know. I always feel like this during Derby.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want, you know, we all just want to win so bad.
It could be brutal. there is the potential for the worst fucking day ever, but that ain't happening.
Nope.
Honestly, there is no reason to worry about it before Sunday, because worrying about it now is going to change any fucking result Sunday. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what everyone talked about shit. It's like, dude, worry about shit once it happens. Like, I'm not worrying about Spurs spending all sorts of shit until, you know, like, after we play them. Like, yeah, we get our ass whipped by them, then you can start fucking crying and whining about it. But until that happens, I have faith in our squad. I think the continuity we've seen in our team, you know, has led to good cohesion in our play, and I think we're ready to go. So I really don't see today as it stands, Spurs really having an advantage in this match. So, you know, go out there. We're at home. Get an early goal. Get the crowd behind you, you know. I mean, I think even if we were to concede a goal early, you know, we've seen enough comebacks, and, you know, it's against Tottenham.
Second half team.
Got to pick up the team. So
first, second half team.
Wherever you are, you know, cheer on the Arsenal. Show them your support. Don't be that guy at the pub or that girl. The douchey. I don't know. We don't need to get into the rest of the details. But, you know, everyone supports their own way. You're all, you know, entitled to that. But, you know, let's support the club. Let's get a good win. And hopefully this can lead into something where we'll actually have something fun to talk about next week, coming off a derby victory and maybe signing a new player or two. One or two.
It's like shoe shopping.
Anyways, thank you all for listening and watching. We'll be back next week, hopefully with glorious news of victories and fantastic adventures and forays forward deep into the box. I don't know
like a rocket anymore.
Yes, get in the box
like a rocket,
do the damn thing. Alright, thanks guys, it's been a pleasure. Catch you next week.